It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There is only one time that I can use the word sudden as a noun.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
So what sparked this topic?
This topic was brought to my attention by my neighbor, Valerie, who said, I've recently been thinking about the expression all of a sudden, and it doesn't make sense to me what's going on with all of a sudden.
So you're sort of like a doctor, aren't you? People stop you on the street to ask you language questions.
We haven't quite gotten to the point that people recognize me enough to stop me on the street. But certainly people who know me, a certain percentage of the time when they see me will say, I was just noticing this thing in language, or I was thinking about this, and I thought I should ask Anne.
And all of a sudden, someone did.
And I love that, actually, because I notice a lot of things in language, but I miss a lot, too. So when other people bring things to my attention, it's really helpful because then I can go try to figure out what's happening.
And what did you find out?
When Valerie asked me, I thought, all right, clearly historically sudden must have been a noun. That's how we got that expression. And sure enough, the word sudden is borrowed into English from Anglo-Norman French, shows up in the 14th century as an adjective. By the 16th century, it's also being used as a noun in expressions like of the sudden or of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Pretty early on, you get the expression of a sudden along with on a sudden, in a sudden. By the 17th century, we get the expression all of a sudden. What I'm struck by is all the others have fallen out, including of a sudden, but we can still use all of a sudden.
Interesting. Are there other words that did the same thing?
As I was thinking about sudden, it got me thinking about haste, because this is how my brain works. And I thought, all right, well, haste is a noun that I feel comfortable with as a noun in something like haste makes waste. Mm-hmm. But an expression like in haste, I thought that feels like it's on the decline. And sure enough, I looked in Google Books and it's declining, as is the expression make haste.
Hmm. I say in my haste when I mess something up.
Right. So you've got the my there instead of just in haste. And in haste is declining precipitously in the 20th century. And then I thought, wait a minute, precipitous also is related to haste, as it means something that you do in haste. And I was struck by and couldn't believe I hadn't really thought too hard about this before, the relationship of precipitous to mean steep, as in a cliff or a drop, and precipitous to mean in haste. And the connection there is headlong, which you could do with a steep vertical.
And have you thought about seeing someone about this?
I've decided that I'm going to just stick with the way my brain works.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rena.